My dear family of God, providentially, today, as we admit our brothers and sisters to the Eucharistic table, we are being presented with the episode of Emmaus, where the church is reminded of the mystery of divine word and the body and blood of Christ. Beloved in Christ, today the two disciples heading towards Emmaus encountered the risen Lord in a very special way, discerning his presence in the breaking of bread. The structure of the episode of Emmaus reflects the structure of the Eucharistic liturgy, where Christ gives himself to the church in word and sacrament, in the proclamation of Holy Scriptures, and in the Eucharistic bread of life. Jesus today, as it were, reminded the church the importance of God's word and the Holy Eucharist in the life of the church. And that's where we rejoice today as we receive our sisters and brothers into communion with Christ. Beloved in Christ, Jesus Christ opening up the scriptures to the two disciples confirmed what they had just confessed of him. Jesus of Nazareth, one who was prophet in word and deed. Beloved in Christ, St. Luke chooses his words very carefully, both in the Acts of the Apostles and in his Gospel. A prophet mighty in word and deed. These words were used in reference to Moses in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verses 22. And being repeated in the gospel today, it reminds us of the prophecy of Moses when Moses revealed to the people of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verses 15, that after me, God will raise a prophet just like me for you. And this is fulfilled in the life and ministry of Christ himself. And so today, St. Luke presenting Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in word and deed, comes to fulfill the prophecy of Moses that he is the Messiah. He is the prophet of God who comes in the image of Moses, the servant of God. And so he opened up scriptures to them. And today we are told that having listened to Christ on their way to Emmaus, their hearts were burning, yet they did not recognize him. He took the breaking of bread that they would come to recognize who Jesus is. Saint Luke, by these words, emphasizes the importance of the two tables of our liturgy, the table of God's word and the table of his body and blood. That in celebrating the Holy Eucharist, we come to discern the abiding presence of Christ with his church. And that's why we profess the real presence of the Holy Eucharist, the real presence of Christ in his body and blood, that forever Jesus abides with us. Beloved, it is in the reading of the Holy Scriptures that we come to know who Jesus is and what happened to him in accomplishing our salvation. And so today we are being exhorted. If you really yearn to know Jesus, if you want to know what happened to him in accomplishing his saving work on earth, we need to always make a recourse to the Holy Scriptures. It is in the Scriptures that the eyes of faith would be enlightened to know the will of the Father accomplished in his Son, Jesus Christ. Not only that, the second reading also reminds us that if you want to know who you are in Jesus, we need once again to make a recourse to the Holy Scriptures. Yes, St. Peter tells us that it is by the precious blood of Christ that we were redeemed from the corruption of sin. Christ purchased us and ransomed us with his life, and that we were not purchased and we were not redeemed and ransomed by any earthly means, by the blood of the divine Son. Beloved in Christ, his resurrection that accomplished our own redemption was foretold by God's servant David. And today, Saint Peter, standing before the Israelites, referring to Psalm 16, verses 9 to 11, reminded his audience, yes, this Jesus whom you crucified was foretold that he would be raised from the grave. And this was revealed to God's servant David. We know our father David died and we have his grave in our midst. Yet he prophesied to the resurrection of Christ that his body will never know decay, that God will not allow his servant to see corruption of the grave. Saint Peter refers to Psalm 16, verses 9 to 11, proclaiming the message of the resurrection. My dear family of God, we are so blessed as Catholic Christians. Our liturgy centers around the table of God's word and the table of his body and blood. When we come into this worship, God invites us to predispose ourselves that being enlightened by his word, we are worthily prepared to communicate his body and blood on the altar. And this is the blessing that we have come to receive. Today, we are glad that as this episode is being related to us, we have eight of us who are going to join us in Holy Communion with the risen Lord. It is a humble prayer that whenever we come to celebrate the Eucharistic meal, our eyes would indeed be open to truly recognize who Jesus is in our life, that we will go forth to proclaim him in word and deed, witnessing his resurrection. That as we do this, we will also be welcomed one day into his heavenly banquet. We pray for one another. May the Lord continue to teach us in his word and feed us with the body and blood of his Son, that with the true nourishment of his word and sacrament, we will live a life worthy of the calling that has been extended to us. May God bless our brothers and sisters, and may He Himself nourish and nurture the faith to which they have been received, that growing up and knowing who Jesus is, they will constantly offer themselves in witnessing Him. May God bless all of us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.